Hello, Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. My guest today, just talked to this guy just about a week ago, and got him in here already, and I have with me Trevor Parrish. Welcome, Trevor.
It's great to be here, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and Trevor, you live, where do you live now?
So I currently live in Godfrey, Illinois, so just south of Jerseyville.
Right. Yeah. And but you grew up in Jerseyville.
I did. I graduated from Jerseyville, class of 96. Go Panthers.
Yes, yes. And you're in the real estate business now.
I am, yes. I'm currently with Tarrant & Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company, and I've been with them for about 2 years now.
But you specialize. You know, there's a lot of realtors out there, but not a lot of realtors that do what you do. So just touch a little bit on what your job is.
Absolutely, Chris. Yeah. So with Tarrant & Harmon, I am a broker. So I do have the ability to buy and sell real estate like a lot of the other brokers that you might be familiar with. However, I also specialize in property management. So basically what that means is helping real estate investors profit from their rentals. So I do that by helping them manage the relationship with their tenants.
Okay, well, we're going to get into that. Yeah. But first of all, a little about you, Trevor. So you grew up here in Jerseyville, graduated in 96. Did you go on to college then?
I did, yes. I actually attended Lewis and Clark for a couple of years. I got my associates there, moved on to SIU in Edwardsville to complete my undergraduate, and then continued to do graduate work at Webster University in St. Louis.
So what kind of degree did you get?
So actually, I have a double master's degree, marketing communications and business administration.
Wow, that fits well into the real estate market.
Yeah, lucky in that regards, yeah.
And you're a family man.
Yes, yes. I have a wonderful wife, Sarah, and I also have two amazing children, Riley and Sebastian, who are 16 and 14.
Okay. Yeah. You don't look that old.
Oh, but, thank you.
Now, your wife, where did you meet her?
So, actually, I met her many years ago. We worked together years ago in a restaurant, and then, you know, obviously life went on, you know, and then we reconnected about 8 years ago. We had both been previously married, and, you know, we met each other at the right time, and, you know, life's been pretty amazing.
Good. Yeah. Good. So when you got out of college, did you go right into the real estate business or
not,
what?
Not at all. My college journey was a long one. It took my time and spent many years in school. And during that time, I had multiple other jobs. My first work was actually in the food and beverage business. You know, grew up in the service, you know, as a server, a bartender, you know, everything like that. Spent some time in travel, worked as a travel agent with AAA for a few years. Also sold financial instruments as a financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors. Worked for them for a while. Then the casino business called, and I spent several years working in marketing for casinos in St. Louis and in Alton. And then from there, I actually, as gaming expansion spread, I actually moved over into the VGTs, which are the terminals that are located in restaurants and bars throughout Illinois. Was working with a terminal operator as an account manager. And then most recently, before moving over into real estate, I had actually worked with a Silicon Valley-based e-commerce company, and I was an account manager for them for many years in the online gaming industry before deciding that real estate, my true passion in life, was where I wanted to dedicate my time and made the transition.
You know, the thing about it is everything you do, I think you'd probably have to agree with me on this, because a lot of people do it, including myself. You do a lot of different jobs, a lot of different positions, and every one of those you learn from it.
Absolutely.
You know, and you just pick something up and you add it, and it's just accumulation of knowledge, and you know, just, and it's a really good thing.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, like I was interviewed a fella from England, and he said in England, it was much different. In England, you pretty much decide early in your life what you're going to do, and that's what you do. You
know, right.
And you end up doing it your whole life. Whereas in America, not so much. America's jump around, you know, Americans jump around a lot. So.
And that's the beauty of it. I think everything we do exposes us to a new view of the world, right? And we can learn something from everybody we come in contact with. Every position that we ever do builds us into who we are today.
Okay. Now, the one thing, there's a lot of people that have a little bit of real estate that they rent. So we're going to get into that a little bit. And so, you know, I have some properties. I know some people have a lot of properties,
sure.
You know, whether it be residential or commercial, and then some maybe just have one or two. What can you do for someone that says, you know, I got some properties and I'd like to have a little more free time, but, what can you do for me?
Absolutely. So really the goal of my job is to help investors get their life back, is ultimately what it comes to. A lot of us as investors, you know, we start accumulating properties over time, and then it becomes just such a challenge to manage all those properties that we've acquired. My position is to step in and really help manage those relationships with your tenants, both helping you discover new tenants, vet those tenants, ultimately lease those tenants up, and then also manage the day-to-day relationship of those tenants for you as an investor. Now, the way that a lot of investors work, you know, if the tenant has an issue with the property, that call will come directly back to the investor. Then the investor has to go identify, you know, a technician to go out there and address the issue.
You take care of that.
I take care of that completely.
You take care of everything.
Everything. So basically what it does is my investors now, as opposed to juggling all the components that go into managing a property, they sit back and collect a check on a monthly basis, as opposed to going through all of those normal tasks that they would do. So I'm really the intermediary who actually handles all of the management of those properties on behalf of the investor.
Well, years ago, I decided that I needed to get into real estate.
Yes.
You know, buying, acquiring properties to give my, because I was in the construction business, and give my guys something to do when it was during the wintertime.
Yes.
And if we got a rain day or something. So we always had something to work on.
Right.
But one thing I realized right off the bat is, you know, it really doesn't make a lot of sense to have one or two rentals.
No.
You might as well have 50 because it's a lot, you know, it's a lot more economical.
Sure.
When you advertise or if you're
economies of scale. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so whenever you, so basically that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
So you've got more properties that you handle for people. Do you have any of your own properties?
Oh, yes. So my wife and I self-manage our properties as well. And we currently are sitting at about 10 doors in the Alton Godfrey area.
10 doors.
Yeah.
What if a house has three or four doors? Do you count those?
Those would be 10 available rental units.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah.
So you've got 10.
Yes.
And then, so how many are you handling now?
Currently managing around 30 properties for other investors.
And you handle mainly residential, or do you do any commercial?
So, yeah, I do property management on the residential side. That's completely owning the relationship with tenants, you know, completely handling the rentals. On the commercial side, however, I still offer listing. I can do the marketing on commercial properties where I will advertise the property and I will identify candidates or identify tenants who meet the qualifications of the property.
So you do this with Tarrant Harmon, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So when they're advertising a property for sale, a commercial property for sale, you then in that advertisement, if you say, hey, Travis, I need to put in this property for lease or mm-hmm. for lease or sale mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, they add it for you when they're advertising?
Absolutely. So any properties that we list, either commercial or residential, will be listed on the MLS through okay. Taryn Harmon, of course, which will give access to other agents. You know, we'll have access to that list. A lot of the other sites as well syndicate information from the MLS. So a lot of your Redfins and Zillows and things like that will pick up listings from the MLS, and they will appear on syndicated form on those sites as well.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Trevor Parrish with me. He's into real estate, into the leasing of real estate. Also a broker, but mainly leasing is what right. you do. And a very needed thing for sure. So do you have like a plumber, carpenter,
yes.
Mr. Fix-It Man, I mean, HVAC, do you have all those guys?
Absolutely. So basically what I do is I utilize the network from Tarrant & Harmon. So all the brokers at Tarrant & Harmon, we share information on different vendors that we've used in the past and compare stories. So we have a good idea of a lot of the local vendors and what they do and what jobs are more specific for other vendors. And we utilize that network to take care of the properties that we're managing.
Okay, so I have an air conditioner go out mm-hmm. in a unit. You call somebody, you get it fixed. So do you send the bill to me or you take care of it and then bill me, or how's that go?
So it really works a couple different ways, and it really depends on the investor's preference. So a lot of times with most of my properties, whenever I'm managing them, we will have a reserve that we've held on to, and we will just pay for any of the small repairs out of that reserve. Then the reserve is refilled with that month's rent, and then the balance is sent back on our monthly payment. So, a lot of times we'll have a reserve on some of these properties. On some of the larger items, you know, this is a major repair. Then I will actually have a conversation with the owner and we'll discuss the best way to go about approaching that. Generally, the owner would be directly billed in that.
Okay, center. Somebody moves out of the property. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you take care of?
Absolutely, everything.
Everything. Just a question. Mm-hmm. Somebody calls and they go, hey, I want to paint the inside of my house. Do you let them?
So that is actually going to be a discussion that I have with the owner prior to leasing that unit because we're going to be on the same page about exactly how that property is managed. Exactly.
Okay. And screening. So you take care of screening.
Yes, absolutely.
Any special market that you're looking for that you find, for example, what are the easiest residential units to rent right now?
So the golden standard is a 3-bedroom, 1+ bath house. That tends to be the most universally wanted piece of real estate property because you do tend to keep longer term renters with more bedrooms, with 3-bedroom units. 2-bedrooms, 1-bedroom units are great. They do tend to rent pretty quickly, but they tend to be a shorter term tenant. The tenants may only be there for a year or two, as opposed to in some cases, you know, where rentals will be rented out for 7 to 8 years.
Houses preferred over apartments?
Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
How about senior? Mm-hmm. Seniors. What do seniors want?
Oh, seniors, single story living is really the number one interest for seniors. And in a lot of cases, seniors will also have pets. So, you know, pet friendly policy is also beneficial for seniors as well.
I'm sure you have to add on a little premium or a little extra for pets.
And obviously that's all a conversation with the owner as well. But generally, a pet fee there is going to be a non-refundable deposit, you know, and additionally, additional rent generally.
How about professionals? You have a lot of professionals looking for places?
Always, yeah. So, you know, with everything that's going on in this area right now, we constantly have a stream of professionals coming to this area looking for places. We definitely get a lot of professionals.
Do you ever handle any Airbnb properties?
Currently, we don't offer that service through Tarrant & Harmon. And I know friends, I've got a lot of people who are utilizing Airbnb right now, and I'm hearing both very positive things from it and also some negative things from it. But I think we're still kind of waiting it out to see if that's the direction that we want to move in professionally.
Okay, speaking of Airbnbs, mm-hmm. you know, if somebody has an Airbnb, mm-hmm. would it be something that you would handle for me? If I wanted to?
I don't think we're equipped for it currently, just with the rate of turnover on an Airbnb. So that is something that we are looking to build toward in the future. As we see that the need for that increases, we'll probably add staff to be able to accommodate Airbnbs as well.
We're going to skip up to the commercial part of it. Okay. You know, before COVID, you could rent office space.
Yes.
Now, everybody's working at home.
Right.
What are people doing that have office space now?
So one of the big trends that we're seeing a lot of times is a shared office space. So people who have a large amount of office space and they're having trouble finding a tenant for, some people are looking to reposition it into an office co-op where you might rent out that space to several different professionals who will all basically timeshare that space. So nobody is burdened with, you know, the full monthly burden, you know, of that financially, but they can split that among different professionals.
But there's a lot of office space out there.
Correct.
There's a lot of empty office space.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of anything that's going on with office space that people are doing to fill that, to bring in some income?
Redesigning the space to fit a specific renter is something that I've seen. But yeah, I mean, a lot of office space right now is something that we are seeing sit on the market for longer than we traditionally did.
Trevor, we're gonna wrap this interview up.
Oh, sure.
Any last any words of wisdom that you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, real estate has changed my life. I feel that it is the best investment that anyone can make in their future and as far as people's ability to build wealth in their lifetime. There are resources out there to available to those who are interested in learning about real estate investment, and then also real estate investors. If you do want time back in your life, if you want to be able to go see the grandkids or the kids' games, and you want somebody to handle the burden of your
or travel,
enjoy your life, you know, and you need some help, someone there to kind of guide you along the way and help protect your investments, I'd really love to have a conversation with you.
Well, great. How would somebody get a hold of you, Trevor?
Oh, please, yeah. My direct phone number, please feel free to call anytime, is 618-520-0014. Or just reach out to Tarrant and Harmon and let them know that you have interest in property management, and I'll be reaching back out to you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Chris.
And you have a great day.